Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
All right, so I'm super convinced, and welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. I'm super convinced. I have now over the top jinxed myself, and Bill Hooks will somehow beat me on this on our bracket, because there's like two key games left. Yep. That'll decide everything. We'll know, I think, after the first set of games.
Let me look. I was just gonna bring those up. Yep, we got. We will, because there's a couple of differences we have here. Florida State, Gonzaga. You have Gonzaga, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Gonzaga. I took the flyer on Florida State this time, and then Texas Tech, Michigan.
Yeah, and I have Michigan.
I have Tech.
That's what it's going to come down to, because we both have the boys in baby blue winning.
Yep. I haven't played Michigan State.
Well, I have Duke getting to the championship game too. So you have Duke losing before
Michigan
that.
State. Yeah, so
there's a few differences, but this will be a big. All right, we'll see how it goes. We'll see. We didn't put any money down or anything. We should have.
No. No luck to anyone else that was in the bracket either. No luck.
Mm. No. That's in our work one, though. Which, by the way, I'm collecting money from everyone. You should see how, even like our boss just walked in and reluctantly gave me the cash. They're all so mad that you and I are probably going to be the one that wins it.
Well, I would hope they would be the ones doing the sports show and have a chance.
Like when we do our fantasy football league, everybody acts like it's weird that I'm always in the championship game. And I'm like, guys, I do this for a living.
Right.
I study this stuff on a daily basis to tweet out and talk about on the show. Like, of course. Like I said, if this was like a bracket on Top 40 Acts, Willie J, I'd expect you to dominate us.
Right.
Because we all know you're the brains of that station over there.
Mm-hmm. I am.
I'm looking at it as we look down. There's a couple people that like could make a move. Like there's a couple different champions outside of North Carolina.
I don't believe that anybody's winning this tournament except for North Carolina.
I know.
I've already. You're convinced of that? Buy. Yeah.
Convinced of that? There's some great. Hey, there are some good games.
I told you, North Carolina Duke versus the field. You take North Carolina and Duke out every time.
Yeah. This year, I think they're the two best teams.
Oh, Twitter poll came back. See what you think, Willie J. I don't think you were here for this.
All right.
We have a Masters bet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what do we got?
I'm losing it.
I get my guys, my homies, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka.
They're my boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
My frat bros.
All right.
And then he picked, who'd you pick? Sergio and Tiger?
No, I did not. Didn't I take, I took Rory and Tiger.
Oh, Rory and Tiger. Rory I mixed up. Rory, Sergio, whatever.
Oof. I took Rory and Tiger. He took
aren't
DJ
they both from Europe?
And Brooks Koepka.
Aren't they both European?
No.
Pretty much the same thing.
Wow, that's tough, man.
I know, but the Twitter poll gave it to Nick.
Koepka.
No, you got some good players.
Dustin Johnson.
None of them have won the Masters. Tiger has many times.
There's only one of them.
Rory's coming off a win.
Could you drive the last time that Tiger Woods won a Masters?
Yeah, no.
Were you in like junior high the last time Tiger Woods won a Masters?
I think I was in like seventh grade math summer school, maybe, when he won the PGA, I think is what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was Hooks even 35 at the time?
I don't know.
I wasn't in my 30s, I know that.
2005.
13 years ago.
He knows that course.
I was like 24 at the time.
He knows that course, man.
Hooks, you were in your 20s.
Oh, man. Was I?
Yeah.
Was, 14 years ago? I was 27.
What? Yeah.
I just had my first kid.
Hooks was 2 decades back.
Oh, have I ever told you that story?
Just to let you know, Hooks was, you told me. You should tell everybody. Tell everybody how cool your wife is.
Oh, yeah. But this wasn't the year that Tiger won. I got
you
got
to hear this story.
So this is how cool my wife is, by the way.
Yeah, that's
first kid. First kid, Sophia, by the way, who just celebrated 12 on Saturday. 12.
Oh, good for her.
12. So 12
years
ago.
She's going to be dating
soon. Yeah, stop your mouth. So 12 years ago.
Hey.
So 12 years ago, the blessing of Sophia Hooks came into the world. And we had found out like a week before and hadn't really talked about it, this deal, that we had someone that used to work for her dad that lived in Greenville, Georgia, which is just outside of Augusta, mm-hmm. whose family had badges. They're not tickets. They're badges to the Masters. And they happened to ask Larry and I if we wanted to come attend. And I gave might have given her the once-in-a-lifetime speech.
You've been like 3 times.
Since then. But the once-in-a-lifetime speech... And 2 weeks after, maybe not longer, inside of 2 weeks after, me and Larry took off and were at the Masters.
Wow.
You had a lot of support back home.
Bro, if I try to play softball 2 weeks after my wife has a kid, I'm getting beat up. Yeah. You flew to another.
Do you take that beating?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yes.
There's a difference. I'm going to get beat up, and I'm taking it. It doesn't matter.
I was fine with it. That's awesome. Stace is
she's a prize. Treasure.
Yes, she is. My daughter turns one on Thursday.
This is crazy.
How about that?
One.
She's standing now.
I know. I saw that.
On her own. It's freaky.
You're in trouble.
I know.
You know how this goes.
We're in trouble. Let's go ahead and get to West Trinity at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
So there's this girl who plays for Oregon. Her name is Sabrina Ionescu. I think that's how you say it. Yesterday, she got her 18th triple-double of her college career.
Ballin'.
Her 18th. I can't remember. I remember
she
Lindsay
had a
Moore.
30-30 game earlier this year.
Yeah, really?
Balling.
That's unreal.
Yeah, 30 points, 30 rebounds. Was anybody else trying for this basketball?
Nope.
Doesn't really make sense. But that's amazing. Her 18th triple-double. If she doesn't go number one in the draft, I don't know who should. I don't even think anybody really... Is the WNBA draft, is it TV? Is it televised? Do we know that?
I think so. I don't know. I've never watched it.
All right.
I don't. Yeah,
Nick, you got to catch me up on this Tyreek Hill thing. So apparently they're planning on trading him.
Wait, when does that come out?
There's updates out there saying that the Chiefs are reportedly considering trading him.
Wow, I wonder what you'd get back for that.
What they are?
Where'd that come from? What report?
NBC Sports.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the update. I'll give you an update on it real quick. The whole situation. It's a crazy situation. So. You have the whole thing where there are two instances. One was from like the 5th, and the other one's like maybe the 13th or something like that of March, where there are two different police reports where they were called to Tyreek's residence. That's key here. Mm-hmm. And he is not being investigated for anything. They're just talking to him about what happened at his residence. And allegedly, and here's where all the facts get weird. Allegedly, his son has a broken arm. But then there was a video put out like 6 days ago where he's just fine.
Hmm.
And then, so a lot of people jumped on the, hey, you know, he needs to be kicked out of league, all this stuff. And I tweeted out, if indeed he gets prosecuted by the police for like breaking a kid's arm or something, like some of these reports are, heck yeah, he should never play football again. He should be done, especially with everything he's done in his past. But I also said, if he doesn't get charged with anything and nothing comes of it, then everybody should move on because nothing happened.
Right.
And so here's another weird twist in this. If you go check out his Snapchat, he has a Snap story from the second one. The first one's already closed. He never got accused. Nobody got accused of anything or charged with anything.
Yeah.
They said nothing to see here. The second one that everybody's saying when allegedly his kid like broke his arm, I guess, and they were kind of tying him to it. If you look at his Snap stories, he's running a youth camp in California during that time. So like nobody knows what's happening here. But I did hear from a couple different scouts that I know. They said while they were at where were they? They were in Indianapolis. And they said that they talked to a guy off record saying that the Chiefs are kind of dragging their feet anyways on extending him because there was enough red flags. But the red flags aren't around him. It's around his right. fiance.
Yeah.
And I guess she's kind of a whack-a-mole. So I don't know, dude. It's a whole lot of stuff.
Maybe that's crazy.
Stuff I don't want to know or care about. But right. Yeah.
Maybe that report was just saying they considered trading him at one point. So,
well, I mean, I don't know. He's one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he doesn't get anything else on his record, he can't, jaywalk as far as I'm concerned because of what he did before. As long as he doesn't do anything else, I hope he's with the team. But if he breaks the law, especially if, let's say, it turns out that he did do something to his kid,
you got to go.
He needs to be kicked out of the league.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
They need to save the rest of the NFL from themselves and kick him out of the league. Because you already saw the Cleveland Browns will go get Kareem Hunt and just put him on their team right away.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just Tariq Hill gets signed in 10 minutes by somebody.
We saw yesterday Rob Gronkowski said that he is retiring from football. 9 seasons with the Patriots. What does this mean for Tom Brady? Because obviously they're a pretty big duo. You know, they feed off each other's success. What does this mean for Brady, or does it even matter because they still got Belichick?
What do you think?
I don't think it matters. I really don't. I know that's been one of his favorite targets for the last 9 years. But again, it's Belichick, it's Brady. Can you ever say that they're not going to do something or get some return? There's a lot of attention. If they're around, there's a couple of those Iowa tight ends that are going to be drafted at that point if they're not already. Mm. Or they'll make a move of some sorts. I don't think it's a big worry because the last couple of years, Gronk has been okay. He's been great late when you didn't think he had it left. Even this past year, the last 2 games they played in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, you're he doesn't have it. All of a sudden, it was like the Gronk in his 20s. Early 20s, right? Early his career showed up. He all of a sudden had a burst of speed, mm-hmm. separation, route all of a sudden came back. So I don't think they're going to miss that big of a beat without Grump.
A tweet coming in, by the way, from Triple B Screen Printing says, I love it when Willie J brings straight fire. A little WNBA draft talk always gets me fired.
Thanks, BBB.
With Gronk retiring, by the way, which one of the Iowa tight ends are they going to draft now? That's my question. Is Noah Font going to end up being a...
Yep.
Patriot, probably. So Tom Brady's quarterback rating, because you know me, I'm Captain Nerd Stat Guy. His quarterback rating's 15 lower, points lower, when Gronk's not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be something there.
Yeah.
But that's in his career. Gronk used to be great.
Yep.
I think it's going to affect Brady a little bit, but they'll figure it out. It's just another sign, that eventually this thing's going to stop because a lot of the pieces are slowing down around him.
Right.
I'm kind of sad that Gronk wasn't able to play longer and be healthy longer because I'd have liked to have seen the numbers he'd have put up if he'd have had a couple more years, and then also the injuries that tallied up during his career slowed him down because he was a monster, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is he the most talented tight end you've ever seen? I think he is.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Tony Gonzalez is the best tight end ever, but I think he's the most talented, if I had to guess. Tony just never got hurt, ever.
So speaking of tight ends, former Raiders tight end Jared Cook, he was planning on signing with the Pats, but now it's they're saying that he's actually going to stick with the Saints.
Ooh.
So Jared Cook to the Saints.
That'll be a good
great move.
Good fit. That'll be a real good fit. Good for Cook. He's kind of floated around the league a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see him finally.
Where was he at before Oakland?
Oh, excuse me. Cook was a Ram. He was with the Packers. He was with the Raiders, and now looks like the Saints. He's floated around. He was with the Rams. You're always waiting for him to show up. Then he went to the Packers. Nothing happened there. And then he finally, with the Raiders, kind of showed out for the one season he was there. So good for him.
Did you guys see the Lakers athletic trainer posted on Instagram? Did you guys see this?
I saw this.
Yep. No.
This was a few days ago.
Athletic supporter?
Yes. Nope. It was a trainer.
Was she a physical therapist, PT, right?
Something
like
that.
She's a Lakers physical therapist.
She posted on Instagram saying that LeBron's groin injury, he was out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He was actually supposed to be out for six months. But they sped through that whole thing because they needed him. And obviously it didn't work because they suck and they're out of the playoffs. But what do you think of that? Could they get in trouble for that or no?
No, I mean it's if he agreed that he wanted to get back quick,
okay.
Then I guess there's not much you could do about it. Now they lied to him. Let's say they went to LeBron and he was like, "So my groin hurts. How long am I out for?" And they're like, 6 weeks. And he's like, "Okay," knowing full well that it's 6 months.
Yeah.
And they lied to him. Then they're gonna be in deep doo doo.
Mm.
But it wouldn't surprise me if LeBron tried to get back quick and then he's like, "I'll heal up during the offseason."
Yeah. This lady, she'd been doing it for 27 years. She said, and worked with amazing athletes. And again, like Willie J said, 6 weeks should have been 6 months. Unselfishly endured pain, pain, and pain. Didn't want to let the Lakers down, is what she is claiming.
He's still going through it, too. You can see him when he plays. He's just not as fast or explosive. And now it makes a little more sense. Like, he doesn't play as hard a defense as he used to.
No.
But it makes more sense why his defense is so lax now.
Yeah.
But although, did you see him chase down, I remember who it was.
It was a block the other night.
Yeah, the guy was going for, instead of dunking it, the guy tried to do a layup above, like, the front of the rim. And as he let go of it, LeBron
got him.
Chased down block, which was nice.
Got him.
That's all I got. This one's trending at 10.
There was another retirement in the NFL, too.
Really?
Same day.
What?
That is...
No.
Yeah.
Who?
He was a wide receiver at the age of 30.
Hold on. Retired. Wide receiver at the age of 30?
Yep. Wide receiver at the age of 30 announced at his the baby shower, I believe is where it was. Jeremy Maclin has retired.
Did he?
Yes.
Good for him.
He announced his retirement after just 10 seasons, I believe.
Yeah.
So he was 30.
He got in the league as a youngster, man.
30 years old.
His knees were rough.
Yep.
Jeremy Maclin was talented.
He's had some. He's actually had productive seasons.
Yeah.
Throughout his, I mean, throughout.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He was especially with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs and the Eagles before that, and he was a really talented player. Just unfortunately for him, he just could not stay healthy.
Yep.
Kept having knee injuries and all sorts of stuff, and that's a tough deal. You know who reminds me of him is actually Sammy Watkins, unfortunately. But Watkins can't stay healthy either, but
no.
He's a talented player as well.
Oh, apparently Johnny Manziel did decent in his AAF debut.
Well, I hope so, because that league is not all that good.
It's actually going to be getting a lot more viewers because they have Manziel mic'd up during the game.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And he's been saying some crazy stuff on the field. You should look at some of the stuff he's been
saying.
This
is why I've always said that the Lincoln Parks and Rec should mic up Bill Hooks during games, because that would also be crazy.
I couldn't run for mayor.
No, you couldn't.
One thing I'm hoping is Hooksy's kids play basketball and you coach their team.
They don't. I coach their I coach my middle son's baseball team.
Have you been thrown out of a game yet?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Not yet.
And
not yet.
Do you coach it then? Like, coach, that's crazy.
I coach.
Do you wear baseball pants?
No. It'll progress. No. This will progress. I'm a teacher right now. I'm a teacher.
I've been around some coaches in that Little League baseball. It can get fiery.
I know.
Real quick.
Have you ever seen Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
That's Bill Hooks.
Yeah.
He's Kenny Powers.
I have a buddy of mine that his son plays, I think he's like 10 or 11
yeah.
in that age, and he plays hockey. The stories
Dane?
Tells me.
No.
My buddy Ted.
Okay.
So they travel to places in like St. Louis and Fargo and all these places. The stories he's told me about parents being like fights in the stands and stuff.
That's
at
crazy.
That
that's
age,
hockey, man.
And being kicked out of like the place
that's
they're
true.
Playing.
That's true. They're just tougher.
That's hockey.
Isn't that crazy?
No,
like,
that's
they're
nuts.
11 and it's not the teams on there, but it's like your son gets checked and he shouldn't check and blah, blah. And then the dads are fighting.
Yeah,
have you
I
ever
love
fought
it.
A dad?
Huh?
You ever fought
no.
a dad?
No.
Not even gotten into a verbal argument?
No.
Oh, please.
No, I don't play. I watched so much of that growing up from the field and growing up playing college ball that it doesn't.
Hey, Nick, are you ever going to get any verbal arguments while Carter's playing? Some
oh, yes. Of course I will.
Oh, man. Hooks, we got to go to some games
yeah.
together.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Of course I will. My mom used to yell all the time. She was the mom that was like...
She was the mom yelling.
She was, yeah. She was always, like, mad if the pitcher hit me or something. Little did she realize I was leaning in trying to get hit.
What were they like during soccer games? Because that's worse.
Yeah, soccer's tough. My dad used to... for those who don't know... I had an opportunity to play for actually Team USA and in under 14. And my dad used to, I was a sweeper, so I was the furthest guy back. My dad used to, if as long as the tournament allowed it, if it was somewhere you could go, he would walk and stay in line with me and like just coach me the whole time. And I'm
would
just
he
like,
really?
Oh, yeah. And like, you know, he cheered me on and he was positive and it wasn't like, but it was, there was times where I'd be like, Dad, stop it.
Just
I'm
stop.
Good.
Right.
Like, let me chill here,
yeah.
man. I got this. Don't worry. I'm good at what I do.
Wow.
And, but yeah, he would, and then my mom would always just, my mom was kind of bad luck coming to games because I always got injured. Like, my football career ended because I broke my hand tackling a guy and his, like, my helmet came down on my thumb and I had to get pins put in it and stuff.
Ugh.
And that was the only football game of my entire career my mother came to. And she only saw two plays. I intercepted a ball the play the series before,
and
then I next series I went out and
thanks, mom.
Yeah,
oh.
got.
Did you? What do you guys think? Also, the rumors coming out of Lonzo Ball looking like he's leaving the Big Baller brand, possibly going to Nike.
hold on, who took money from him?
I don't know.
Like they, it's like $1.5 million got stolen from him from someone at his dad's company.
Like one of their managers or something like that. Still allegedly stole $1.5 million, but he's looking about. There's speculation he will be joining Nike.
There is zero surprise to me that someone in, what's his name? What's the dad's name again? LeVar Ball. Someone in a company LeVar Ball runs stole $1.5 million from
Shock
LeVar's
face.
Son.
Shockface?
Yes. That'd be like if all of a sudden something came out that at Hooks' company, everybody there leaves in the middle of the day to go golf. Like, I'd be like, of course they do. Like, duh.
Right.
You know, like LeVar's got shady people in his company. Shockface. You know, Bill's people leave to go golf instead of work. Shockface. What would you say if one of your general managers at one of your chicken shacks is like, hey, man, it was too nice of a day out today. I had to go golf.
Enjoy your day. Stay longer.
Yeah, stay longer. Oh, man. That's funny. What if they're like, I got to go down to Kansas City. North Carolina's down there.
What's that? Yeah, that's, I'll see you Friday.
Deuces. Yeah, Hooks won't
That's
be
like, there. It reminds you of that movie Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze, right? Remember the scene where he walks in and he goes, well, I'm on break. He goes, stay on break.
Stay on break. Oh, that's an all-time classic movie. What a good movie. Rips that guy's throat out. Woo! That's good stuff. Sam Elliott's awesome in that. All right, that's what's trending at Tim. We'll take a break. When we come back, Mike Schaefer, 247sports.com. He'll join the show next.